Well, it's been 10 years since HLB was confirmed here in the state of Florida, and since that time, growers and researchers have been learning new ways to live with the disease, and hopefully one day we'll defeat it entirely. With every new season are new lessons in what works and what doesn't as the disease has spread throughout the state. Maury Boyd, who developed an enhanced foliar nutrition program to help trees maintain production in the presence of HLB, says there's still more work to be done. Dr. Jim Graham says, we started seeing things on two fronts. First, while trees performed better on enhanced nutrition programs, they still sometimes showed some off-color in the foliage and experienced some leaf and fruit drop before harvest. On the other front, we started seeing evidence of other stresses, which led us to recognize that bicarbonates and irrigation water and soil really causes trees to decline quickly. They all led to the same conclusion. There were serious problems with the root systems on these infected trees. Dr. Jim Graham and Dr. Evan Johnson worked together, and they were surprised by the order of magnitude of root loss. We had never seen that kind of root loss with any other pathogen. While HLB infection starts in the foliage with silent feeding, the bacteria quickly transmits down to infect the fibrous roots of the tree and starts to reduce root function almost immediately. Graham went on to say, we now have studied this interaction between the pathogen and roots in great detail. The infection occurs in the roots from the inside out. The HLB bacteria is causing unprecedented damage to the roots, and the other pests are coming along for the ride and causing even more damage. But eventually, as the roots die, these other pests and pathogens that depend on the roots for their support die too. Mike D., Southeast AgNet.